House, please come to order. Members, please indicate your presence by voting. Madam Clerk.
23 members present.
We do have a quorum to conduct business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. May the journal reflect that Representatives Anderson, Coghill, Crawford, Gatto, Jewell, Kapsner, McGuire, and Olson have previously been excused from a call to the House today.
Are they holding a closed caucus somewhere, or what's the deal there? Members will be shown as excused. Leading the invocation today is Chaplain Nancy Campbell of the Gospel Outreach Christian Center. Members, please rise for the invocation.
Dear Heavenly Father, first of all, I thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayers for these legislators. I pray for a continual grace upon them today and your blessing on their labors. I would also request that you sharpen their vision so they may gain insight into areas that have been difficult to resolve up until now. Legislation that may have been worked on and been debated yet seems elusive. Let there be breakthroughs today, Lord, as you enlighten them while they are reasoning together. Bring clarity, and again, I ask for a strengthening for them as the end of the session nears. Bless them now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Representative Curtillo, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Nancy Nance said that we spread the prayer across the journal and thank my good friend from the Valley for her service the last few days.
Without objection, we will spread that wonderful prayer across the journal. Thank you for your service. Madam Clerk, will you please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify as the correctness of the journal for the 94th legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the previous day be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, the journal will be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk. Does anybody have any guests for introduction this morning? Representative Ramirez? Do you have a guest for introduction?
No.
Anybody else have guests for introduction? There's some wonderful ladies back there.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Lynn.
I would like to introduce my staffer, Dirk Moffat, who's gallery behind us, doing great work. First time down here, worked in the interim. First time down here in the session, he's doing a great job.
He smokes a lot less than his dad, too. Anybody else have guests for introduction? Representative Stoltz?
Thank you. In the absence of my good friend from District 13, I'd like to introduce a friend from resides in District 13, our chaplain today, Nancy Campbell.
Other guests for introduction. Okay.
Speaker.
Oh, Representative Bergowitz. Welcome back.
Unaccustomed as I am to this seat, I do actually have a guest in the gallery, and I don't know if I'll ever get my seat back.
You leave for a couple of days and look what happens, right?
Yeah, they hardly remember you after a couple of days. I think that's a lesson to us all. But I'd like the body to help me recognize a friend of mine and a constituent who's here representing people who stand up for those who've been injured or hurt or somehow caught up in the civil justice system, Melissa Faust.
Other guests for introduction. Okay, Madam Clerk, do you have any messages from the governor?
I have no messages from the governor today, Mr. Speaker.
Madam Clerk, do we have any messages from the other body?
Mr. Speaker.
I'm sorry, Representative Guttenberg.
Do we have a brief at ease to return to the order of things?
Brief at ease. House, come back to order. Madam Clerk, do we have any messages from the other body?
A message dated April 13th stating the Senate has passed and returned committee substitute for House Bill 198, Resources, title amended, and a message is dated April 13th and 14th, stating the Senate has passed the following, and they're transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 67, Judiciary, effective date failed. By the Senate Judiciary Committee, entitled an act relating to claims for personal injury or wrongful death against health care providers.
That bill will be referred to the Judiciary and Finance Committees.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 141, Finance, by the Senate Finance Committee, entitled an act relating to the teachers and public employees' retirement systems and creating defined contribution and health reimbursement plans for members of the teachers' retirement system and the public employees' retirement system who are first hired after July 1, 2005, relating to university retirement programs, establishing the Alaska Retirement Management Board to replace the Alaska State Pension Investment Board, the Alaska Teachers Retirement Board and the Public Employees Retirement Board, adding appeals of the decisions of the Administrator of the Teachers and Public Employees Retirement Systems to the jurisdiction of the Office of Administrative Hearings, providing for non-vested members of the Teachers Retirement System defined benefits plan to transfer into the Teachers Retirement System defined contribution plan, and for non-vested members of the Public Employees Retirement System defined benefit plans to transfer into the Public Employees Retirement System defined contribution plan, providing for political subdivisions and public organizations to request to participate in the Public Employees Defined Contribution Retirement Plan, and providing for an effective date.
Brief it easy. House, come back to order. Bill will be referred to the State Affairs Committee and to the Finance Committee.
There are no further messages from the other body, Mr. Speaker.
Madam Clerk, do we have any communications?
There are no communications today.
Do we have any reports of standing committees?
The Rules Committee has considered House Bill 16. School funds related to boarding schools recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 16 rules with a new title, recommending do pass Harris, Coring, Coghill, Cretula, and Roakeburg. The report was signed by Representative Roakeburg, Chair. House Bill 16 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 32. Appropriation grant to Arctic Power for ANWR recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 32 Finance with the same title, recommending do pass Hawker, Moses, Foster, Chenault, no recommendation, Stoltz and Kelly, amend Wyrock. The report was signed by Representative Chenault, co-chair. House Bill 32 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 54. Bail review recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 54, Finance, with a new title, recommending do pass Hawker, Croft, Holm, Moses, Foster, Meyer, no recommendation, Wyrock, Kelly, and Chenault. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 54 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 98. Non-union public employee salary and benefit recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 98, State Affairs, with the same title, attaches a new fiscal note, recommending do pass Moses, Kelly, Foster, Meyer, and Chenault, no recommendation, Hawker, Holm, and Stoltz. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 98 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 109, Screening Newborns for Hearing Ability, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 109, Finance, with the new title, attaches a fiscal note, an indeterminate note, and a zero note, recommending do pass Stoltz, Kelly, Foster, Meyer, and Chenault, no recommendation, Hawker, Holm, Wyrock, and Moses. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 109 has no further referral. The Rules Committee has considered House Bill 156, Commission on Aging, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 156 Rules, with a new title, recommending do pass Corrine Coghill, Vertula, and Roekberg. No recommendation, Harris. The report was signed by Representative Roekberg, Chair. House Bill 156 is on today's calendar. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 182, Wage and Hour Act, Executive Professional Administrative Sales, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 182, Finance, with a new title, recommending do pass Kelly and Foster. No recommendation, Hawker, Croft, Moses and Holm, Stoltz, Meyer, and Chenault. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 182 has no further referral.
Representative Gruenberg.
Hey, we have a brief at ease.
Brief at ease. House, come back to order. We still on standing committees? Madam Clerk, reports of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 183, Campaign Finance Shared Expenses, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 183, Judiciary, with the same title, recommending do pass Gruenberg, Cott, Dahlstrom, Coghill, Anderson, and McGuire, amend GARA. The report was signed by Representative McGuire, Chair. House Bill 183 has no further referral. The Resources Committee has considered House Bill 252, Sport Fishing Facility Revenue Bonds, recommending do pass Seaton, Elkins, Ramirez. No recommendation, Samuels, amend Gatto. The report was signed by Representative Ramirez and Samuels, co-chairs. House Bill 252 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. There are no further standing committee reports today, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any reports of special committees?
The House Special Committee on Fisheries has considered House Bill 241, Board of Fisheries Conflicts of Interest, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 241, Fish, with the same title, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Wilson, Harris, Elkins, Ledoux, and Thomas. No recommendation, Salmon. The report was signed by Ledoux and Thomas, co-chairs. House Bill 241 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. There are no further special committee reports today, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any resolutions or citations to introduce?
And there are no citations or resolutions for introduction.
Madam Clerk, do we have any bills to be introduced this morning?
House Bill 268 by Representative Ramirez, entitled An Act Relating to Overtaking and Passing Certain Stationary Vehicles.
We refer to the State Troopers. No, the Transportation and Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 269 by Representative Ramirez, entitled An Act Relating to Contribution Actions Relating to the Release of a Hazardous Substance and Providing for an Effective Date.
That bill will be referred to the Resources and Judiciary Committees.
There are no further bills for introduction.
Okay, that moves us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, would you please read the first item on today's agenda?
House Bill 156 by Representative Holm, entitled An Act Relating to the Membership of the Alaska Commission on Aging and Providing for an Effective Date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 156, Hess, with a new title, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Cisna, Gardner, Anderson, Coring, McGuire, Seaton, and Wilson. The report was signed by Representative Wilson, Chair. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 156, Hess, with a new title, recommending do pass Hawker, Holm, Wyrock, Croft, Kelly, Foster, Meyer, and Chenault. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 156 Rules with a new title, recommending Dupas, Poring, Coghill, Curtula, and Roakeburg. No recommendation, Harris. The report was signed by Representative Roakeburg, Chair. There's two committee substitutes.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Rules Committee substitute for House Bill 156 with a new title be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
All right. Without objection, we have the Rules Committee substitute in front of us. Madam Clerk, do you have any amendments?
Amendment number one by Representatives Grunberg and Holm, and beginning page one, line 11.
Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move the amendment.
There is an objection. Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My staff, when they and I were looking over the bill, found what appeared to be a technical amendment needed. There was no provision stating who would appoint the senior services provider, and this simply makes it clear that the governor appoints the person and tracks in the rest of the bill. And I've talked to the sponsor of the bill, and he has co-sponsored the amendment.
Is the objection maintained? Representative Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In light of further action today, I see a parenthesis about a title amendment. I just want that clarified. I want to make sure we're not doing careless committee work that's going to come back to us. I just want a little bit better explanation of implications of the title amendment.
Representative Grunberg.
Mr. Chair, it is not a title amendment. This should please strike title amendment. That was put in inadvertently, and it is not a title amendment. Thank you for catching that.
So with that clarification that it's not a title amendment, is the objection still maintained? Any other objections to the amendment? Seeing no objections to the amendment, amendment number one has passed the House. Madam Clerk, do we have any more amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 156 rules be considered in gross advance to third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection, the bill is in third reading. Madam Clerk, would you please read the title for the third and final time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 156 rules amended, entitled An Act Relating to the Membership and Duties of and Quorum Requirements for the Alaska Commission on Aging and Providing for an Effective Date.
Representative Holm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 2 years ago, the governor removed the removed the Commissioner of Administration from the Commission on Aging. And at the February 25 meeting of the Commission on Aging, realized that they needed another person to vote on that the commission, and they requested that a senior services provider be allowed to be a member of the commission. The reason for that, of course, is obviously is senior service providers are very important to the Commission on Aging as to how the services are being provided to the seniors in the state of Alaska. And so, Mr. Speaker, they requested that they would be allowed to have a senior services provider on the commission. And so, in essence, HB 156 was drafted. And as you saw by the amendment, we didn't realize that the appointment needed to be changed, and the amendment was good for the bill. In the Rules Committee, they changed the idea that the service provider could possibly vote in the bill or in the statute originally. It looked as if the senior service provider could vote on whether or not the services were provided by the state of Alaska to different folks. Since they never make those arrangements anyway, we just removed it from the bill. So with that, Mr. Speaker, we'd appreciate your support. Thank you.
Other debate on the bill? You ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 156 rules amended in the House pass the House in third reading? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Anybody wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
33 yeas, 0 nays.
And so with a vote of 33 yeas and 0 nays, may substitute for House Bill 156 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent After roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 156, rules be considered a roll call vote on the effective date class.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the bill will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's agenda?
House Bill 219 by Representatives Hawker, McGuire, Guerra, Dahlstrom, Cott, Samuel, Chenault, Meyer, Curtula, and Foster, entitled An Act Relating to Crimes and Dangerous Instruments. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill attached 3-0 fiscal notes and one indeterminate note, recommending due pass Grunberg, Cott, Garrett, Dahlstrom, and McGuire. The report was signed by Representative McGuire, Chair. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 219, Finance, with the new title attached to new 0 fiscal note, recommending due pass Hawker, Holm, Foster, Croft, Wyrock, Moses, Meyer, and Chenault. No recommendation, Stoltz and Kelly. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. There's one committee substitute.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 219 with a new title be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, we have the finance version in front of us. Madam Clerk, do we have any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 219 Finance be considered engrossed in advance to third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we are in third reading. Madam Clerk, would you please read the title for the third and final time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 219 Finance, entitled An Act Relating to the Definition of Dangerous Instrument as Applied Within the Criminal Code.
Representative Hawker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 219 closes a loophole in our current criminal statutes. This is a loophole that's allowed some truly violent predators go basically almost unpunished by being only charged with misdemeanor crimes when they have, in fact, assaulted someone and perhaps brought them within moments of death. Specifically what the bill does, after a lot of work with our legal crowd, we've come up with language to accommodate this, and it seems like a little odd, but what we've done is expand the definition of dangerous instruments, as it appears in our assault statutes, to include hands or other objects when used to strangle or suffocate a person. What this does is it specifically allows assaults involving strangulation or suffocation to be prosecuted as felonies. The real reason we need this bill is that it's quite possible to strangle someone, choke them literally to death, without leaving the evidence of a serious physical injury, which is the current hurdle that must be overcome, proven in a court to prosecute these assaults as felonies. By writing this simple bill, we are able to facilitate prosecutions and make it so very, very clear we recognize strangulation and choking to be the serious crime it is and allow an appropriate prosecution. Particularly want to thank the state's domestic violence community, the forensic nurses at law enforcement agencies who've come together behind us, helped us craft this bill very carefully so that it will not compromise the ability to prosecute any other crime, but also so that it does not overstep its bounds, as we always have to be very, very judicious as we consider elevating any crime to the level of a felony. With that, we'd certainly appreciate the support of the body for passing this important tool that reaffirms our commitment as a body to improving the safety of our communities. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Other debate on the bill? Representative Curtula.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I want to thank the sponsor for introducing the legislation. And a real important reason for me to support it is that all too often it's easy to minimize cases in domestic violence, especially where there's no marks. No, you know, you can't see anything wrong. But with strangulation and with choking, you can cause internal injuries that don't appear until later. So it's a really good message that we take these things very seriously and want to see them prosecuted appropriately. Thank you.
Other debate on the bill? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 219 Finance pass the House in third reading? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk?
33 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, with a vote of 33 yeas and 0 nays, committee substitute for House Bill 219 Finance has passed the House. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's agenda?
House Bill 256 by Representative Ramos and Elkins, entitled An Act Naming the Ruth Burnett Sport Fish Hatchery in Fairbanks. The House Special Committee on Fisheries considered the bill, recommending DuPass, Harris, Wilson, Elkins, and Thomas. A zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by Representative Thomas, Chair. The Resources Committee considered the bill, recommending DuPass, Gatto, Elkins, Crawford, Seaton, Ramos, and Samuels. No recommendation, Olson. The report was signed by Representative Ramos and Samuels, co-chairs. I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 256 be considered in gross advance, third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we're going to move this bill to third reading. Madam Clerk, would you please read the title for the third and final time?
House Bill 256, entitled An Act Naming the Ruth Burnett Sport Fish Hatchery in Fairbanks.
Representative Ramers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The proposed fish hatchery in Fairbanks, which will be built now, later, will honor a great lady by naming it in memoriam after her. Ruth Burnett was a lifelong Fairbanksan. She was the former mayor of city mayor of Fairbanks. She worked for Senator Stevens really right up to her last breath. She was a great lady. I've known the family since I was a child. The proposed location for the hatchery was probably within a quarter mile of her residence, and it's only fitting after a lifelong commitment to the family, our commitment to our community, that we can honor the family and honor Ruth by naming the sport fish hatchery after her. I was in communication with Wally Burnett and have the consent and blessing of the family to name it after her, and I would ask the body to help me in doing this. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Other debate on the bill? Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We had some jovial thoughts on this. Ruth was the Republican and Wally is the Democrat, and they've long been a big part of the Fairbanks community for lots of aspects and helped out a lot of people, and Ruth was truly an amazing woman. But if you'll forgive me for a second, I don't want to talk about other legislation, but I want to talk about a situation which this bill does highlight, and it's coming a little bit before the putting the cart before the horse, but it is important to understand that a few years ago when Sportfish came to some of us and talked about the problems with hatcheries in the state, it became clear that there was a dire situation with the state hatcheries for sport fishing. And the plan evolved to address sport fish hatcheries across the state, and hopefully this will be the first naming of facilities that have yet to come. And hopefully sport fish will have healthy hatcheries around the state, and one in Fairbanks will be named after Ruth Burnett.
Other debate on the bill? Representative Holm.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I too would just like to lend my support to this bill. The lady who this was named after was an absolutely wonderful member of our community for so many years, and Ruth Burnett certainly deserves this honor. I also like to mention that I'd like the speaker to understand that this is also the bill 252, which you will be hearing soon, I hope. Is the hatchery which this fine lady is going to be given the honor of being named for. So thank you very much.
I extended you the little bit of latitude there. Representative Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I intend to take no latitude. I need no latitude on this one. I'd just like to support the bill and remind folks that Ruth Burnett also served for 8 years on the Board of Regents. So I support this bill, and she was a great lady, and I think this will be received in Fairbanks very well.
Other debate on the bill? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 256 pass the House in third reading? Members, please vote. Clerk, please lock the roll. any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk?
33 ayes, 0 nays.
And so with a vote of 33 ayes and 0 nays, House Bill 256 has passed the House. Madam Clerk, could you please read the next item on today's agenda?
Committee substitute for House Bill 122 Finance entitled An Act Relating to Certain Relief Concerning Motor Vehicle Leases, Telephone Services, Education, Utilities, State Loans, and Hunting, Fishing, and Trapping Licenses for Members of the Alaska National Guard deployed to a combat zone relating to reimbursement of premiums or service members' group life insurance paid by members of the Alaska National Guard deployed to a combat zone and providing for an effective date. The bill's in third reading.
Representative Dahlstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a time in our life when most of us know someone or have someone in our family who is serving overseas in some branch of the military. The guardsmen and women who serve our country are a unique blend of people. They don't serve the country 100% of their time on active duty, but when they are called up to go serve, they go willingly and they leave behind their jobs. And with that, they leave behind their paychecks that support their families. What this bill does is show our support for these guardsmen and women who are so willing to support us and offer some relief to those that may need it in a time of need. So thank you, and I would ask your support.
Other debate on the bill? Representative Berkowitz.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Minority Leader.
I'll go by either. I'd like to thank the sponsor for her work on this bill. You know, around the country, there are a lot of states that are moving in this direction because the federal government hasn't moved to take care of the guardsmen that are serving in harm's way, and it just seems common sense that if someone's going to put their life in jeopardy to protect the country's interests and to represent the states from which they hail, then the states should come forward and offer some basic protections to the families that are left behind. I think it's a way of us showing unity with our troops and showing a real tangible measure of support. And I thank you for this, and I hope the body unanimously supports this.
Any other debate on the bill? Representative Thomas.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I just want to rise and say I have a nephew that was deployed through the Guard, and I want to run everybody to support this bill. Thank you.
Other debate on the bill? You ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 122 Finance pass the House in third reading? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please walk the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk?
32 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, with a vote of 32 yeas and 0 nays, committee substitute for House Bill 122 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 122 Finance be considered a roll call vote on the effective date class.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the bill will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Clerk, could you please read the next item on today's Mr. Minority Leader.
I'd serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 122 and ask that reconsideration be brought up same day.
Without objection, we have reconsideration in front of us. Madam Clerk, would you please read the title for the third and final time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 122 Finance, entitled An Act Relating to Certain Reliefs Concerning Motor Vehicle Leases, Telephone Services, Education, Utilities, State Loans, and Hunting, Fishing, and Trapping Licenses for Members of the Alaska National Guard deployed to a combat zone relating to reimbursement of premiums for service members' group life insurance paid by members of the Alaska National Guard deployed to a combat zone and providing for an effective date.
Is there any debate under reconsideration?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I didn't rise before, but I want to rise now just to thank the sponsor of the bill and everybody that worked on it to include all aspects of Alaskan life to be forgiven for those deployed overseas. I think evolving the way this bill has evolved to seek relief for them, whatever it might be, is good work from this body.
Any other debate under reconsideration? You ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 122 Finance pass the House under reconsideration. Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
32 yeas, 0 nays.
And so with a vote of 32 yeas and 0 nays, committee substitute for House Bill 122 Finance has passed the House under reconsideration. Mr. Majority Leader. Effective date.
Quick eddies.
Effective date. Effective date clause.
Oh.
We're in order. We're in order.
Yeah, I move that the roll call vote be
on the effective date.
Via the effective date clause. Vote.
Without objection, hearing no objection, the roll call vote on the bill will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's agenda?
No citations on today's calendar.
Representative Salmon?
I yes, like to roll back the calendar to introduction of guests, please.
Without objection, we'll roll back up the calendar to introduction of guests. Representative Salmon?
Yes, I'd like to introduce a guest from my former hometown, Kimberly Carlo from Fort Yukon. She's working for TCC at this time in Fairbanks. She's come down to do a little lobbying. So I'd like to help me introduce Kimberly Carlo. Good evening.
Any other guests for introduction while we're here? If not, we'll roll back down the calendar. Madam Clerk, any home calls for brief at ease? Guys, come back to order. We had no citations, so moves us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action on adopting committee substitute for House Bill 41 Finance amended.
Hearing no objection, we have rescinded our action in passing House Bill 41. That brings us back to House Bill 41 in third reading. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to second to rescind our action on amendment number one as amended.
The motion is to go back to second for the purposes of a specific amendment. Hearing no objection, we are in second reading for the purposes of a specific amendment. Madam Clerk, do you have an amendment?
It was the amendment number one, as amended.
Let's stand in for just a second. Here. Okay, we're back in second reading, Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action in adopting amendment number one as amended.
Hearing no objections, amendment number one, as amended, has been withdrawn. Rescinded, I mean. Mr. Majority Leader? We're back in third reading. Now, do we need to eliminate amendment number one or vote on it? Okay, that brings us, that leaves us back with amendment number one in front of us. Brief at ease. House, come back to order. We'll get it straightened out here. Max, the amender, screwed us up. Okay. Mr. Rules Chairman, Mr. Roper.
Mr. Speaker, it's my understanding that amendment number one as amended is now before us, and we'd have the right to remove the motion to adopt it, but the mover is not here, the member from Palmer. Therefore, I recommend to the body that we vote on the amendment and vote it in the negative and vote it down. That will put us back in the third reading with the bill before us.
Okay,
so I call a question on amendment number one as amended.
right, Mr. Majority Leader, you want to? I'll let the Majority Leader do that. You should move to adopt Amendment Number 1 as amended, and then we'll vote it down.
Okay, I move to adopt Amendment Number 1 as amended.
You don't need to object. We'll just vote it down. Is there any debate on the motion? Question is, shall Amendment Number 1 as amended pass the House? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
One yea, 26 nays.
So Amendment Number 1 is amended, has failed to pass the House. Brings the bill back in front of us in third reading. Is there any debate on the bill? You may substitute for House Bill 41, Finance. Are you ready for the question? Representative Grunberg.
Yes, just to put on the record, I think that if the members would look at the lockup memorandum, schools that were in middle school status are covered as an elementary school because they would be grades 6, 7th, and 8th, so the amendment is unnecessary.
Any other debate on the bill? Ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 41, Finance, pass the House in third reading? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
27 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, finally, with a vote of 27 yeas and 0 nays, committee substitute for House Bill 41 Finance has passed the House. Do we have an effective date on that? Okay. Very good. Is there any other unfinished business? I have one piece of unfinished business. House Bill 157, which is entitled Electric/Phone Co-ops and Other Entities, is getting a Finance Committee referral with a very large fiscal impact, so it will pick up a Finance referral. Any other unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from a call of the House for the following times. Representative Newman from 7 p.m. Thursday, April 14 until 9:30 a.m. Plain Time, Tuesday, April 19. Representatives Dahlstrom and Samuels from 1 p.m. Friday, April 15 until 9:30 a.m. Plain Time, Monday, April 18.
On objection, those members will be excused.
Could I ask for an at ease?
At ease. Representative Ledoux.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like permission to roll back up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Without objection, we'll roll back up the calendar to introduction of guests. Representative Ledoux.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to ask this House to help me welcome my good friends and my constituents, all from Kodiak, Al Birch, Julie Bonney, Matt Moore, Ben Doctolaro, and Ben Doctolina. Please help me in welcoming them.
Other guests for introduction, Representative Curtula.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Well, maybe a little late to watch much of our action, but in the gallery behind me, I have an entire government class from Juneau Douglas High School. So on behalf of the other representative from Juneau and myself, I'd like to introduce Ms. Nona Stippelman's class. And if they'd all rise, we can recognize them. Thanks.
You don't have the names of every one of them?
I have the names, but they decided that this would be a little quicker.
It's a joint effort.
Thank you.
All right. Any other whose cell phone is that? anybody else have any guests for introduction while we're here? Roll back down the calendar to committee announcements. Anybody have any committee announcements? Representative Lynn.
Mr. Chairman, the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will meet this afternoon at 1 o'clock, room 124, room in the Barnes room, for the veterans. We'll be considering HB 245, veterans, POWs, Congressional Medal of Honor, license plates, fees, etc.
Other committee announcements. Representative Corrin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As a result of a caucus meeting that's been scheduled for 5 o'clock this afternoon, we've got oil and gas that will be postponed until next Thursday, the 21st of April. Thank you.
Oil and gas postponed to next Thursday. Any other committee announcements? Representative Newman?
Yes, today's education meeting in 106 has been canceled.
Education is canceled. Any other committee announcements? Any other announcements? Any special orders? Representative Stoltz.
Thank you. Permission to speak on government getting a little off track.
Without objection, government is a little off track. Representative Stoltz.
And this is an entity that sometimes calls itself government, sometimes doesn't, but they're under the state aegis, and that's the Alaska Railroad. There was a recent municipal election where this entity, to influence a local ballot proposition, provided $20,000, according to the Alaska Public Offices Commission report, the Alaska Railroad giving their corporate address. I've been concerned about government being involved in any elections. I like fair, level playing fields, and I have strong, consistent philosophical opposition to government being involved. Under your leadership on the Finance Committee last year, I helped squash an effort to spend state money to promote a potential ballot measure on the use of the permanent funds that was being advocated. I consistently opposed this type of activity by government or any of its agencies. This is an agency that has never seen fit to even come to the table with a dividend for the state of any contribution back after 20 plus years in existence. It certainly raises questions in my mind, and I'll be asking more in the future.
Are there special orders? Mr. Minority Leader.
The whole story.
Objection, the whole story.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I too saw that that the railroad had perhaps given some money to a campaign, but the is that they didn't. That they eventually said, oops, we can't do this, we don't want to do this, and they got their money back, and they didn't make a contribution because they felt it was inappropriate. But as we contemplate whether or not government should get involved in campaign contributions, I just remind people that there's a bill moving through this body that has to do with appropriations for Arctic Power, and I think we have all, at one time or another, supported government involvement in elections where the interests of the state are concerned, and I don't think we should begrudge municipalities or boroughs that same consideration.
Are there special orders? Hopefully we haven't got something started here. Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, sir. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday, April 15th.
Without objection, we will be in adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday, tomorrow, April 15th.